Resh Nun Zayin Sif Aleph. So we learned that you're not allowed to wrap a pot up in something that will add heat to the pot. That's called Hachmona V'Tomah Mois of Hevel. Even if you set up before Shabbos, you're not leave it that way before Shabbos. Even if you have heat source on the bottom of blech or a hot plate, and you put the pot on top of that, and then you wrap up the pot from all the sides in a towel, right? It's also often do on Shabbos, because that's called Hatmonim Dover Moisef Hevel. Now that was, it's also, even with the effort that you did it, says the Mechad of the Tafri would say, Nishan Yitzchamin, and Yitzchamin V'yofalo. If it was cold and warmed up, or it's beneficial for it to cook more, like a chulent, then it's also a feeling with the Evan. But Omer Chav Musa, Kishol Yishayim, it was hot before, and it just put the towels there to retain the heat as it was before, and it was also fully cooked, not gain anything by cooked more, that is not permitted to be the evidence also. So under all circumstances, one is not allowed to wrap a pot or embed a pot in something that is adding heat. We said before, to put it in the oven is alright, because it's not wrapped in the oven, it's just sitting in the oven. Ramah says, Yishayim dimshachah v'hitim l'shayim v'dom ha'mais v'hevel, shoy lecho. There are more lenient opinions that say that if unintentionally, you know that halacha, or for a reason that he forgot it there, and it was in the situation being past murder and something that's adding heat, you're allowed to eat it. Why? Because this opinion feels that Hatmona is similar to Shehiyah. Shehiyah we learned before putting something on top of the fire before Shabbos, when the fire is an open fire. And over there we permit it, even if it will be beneficial for it to be on the fire. Mistaken with the Yofalot. The Mishnah Brewer says, the Mokim Atzarech, one can rely on this Shehiyah, because a lot of Achreinim are Mekil. So basically this opinion would be Mekil as long as it was edible, even on Beit Chat, before Shabbos, will be permitted. After permitted, the food will be edible. And Mishra adds that if it was fully cooked, it's just the stomach for Yofalo, it's just beneficial to remain in the wrapping, then the other one can rely and eat the food. One should not do this iser and rely that the other is mutter. So the Mishra also to do that. The opinions that say this holy stuff is only what you're doing for the night meal. That is mobile shash, you're going to stir up the cold. Shemat and the soul from Ocha, Mutal Havin Boy Joy, Dal Mason Fevelin. If you're doing it for the next day, since anyway, overnight is going to get cooked, then it's permitted to do that. This opinion holds, it's Mutal Achatzilah to do it. That's the opinion. And the Rabbah says, and that, but if it happens, even though the answer of Shabbos was not yet Makal Ben Yosef, it wasn't even edible at all. In that case, we had no Hesed. There was the Yeshua that we brought before talking about. It was already Makal Ben Yosef. It was edible, Shatafrak, and you did that, Mother Dora, Mice of Heaven. Then we have one opinion that says that you could eat it afterwards. That's opinion number one. Now I was thinking a bigger cooler that even if it wasn't Makal Ben Yosef, but the reason why it's Mutter is because we're not planning to use it at night. You only plan to do it in the daytime, and Shatan Tracking could also rely on that, but not be rogel. You should not be used to doing such a thing. This is a very big cooler, and it's only extenuating circumstances and one time thing. This not that you put it before Shabbos, but on Shabbos itself, you took it off the fire, you took the shrooms off the fire, you want to keep it warm, you want to wrap it up in a towel. So the towel is not adding any extra heat, but even so, on Shabbos itself, this is to be matman, even in something that's not made to Hevel. So welcome, Kalim, ala tafsik, they have a shorim, and asborim, or they shall be tantal, but is shori. To put a kli over the pot, to protect it from getting dirt in it or animals from eating it, is permitted. Now, to put just a pot on top of it, it's not hatmon at all. It's no big finish. So the Chabad says the reason why you think nikkel is, it's not matmin to keep it warm. Mishnah Brewer brings over here also some kelim. Haino, afilu begodin, shemamizim es choyim shel gedeir shel yistanin, afilu al b'shorim, kibin she'en mechabin lezeh. Mishnah Brewer seems to be learning that if you take it out of the fire, and the only reason why you're putting a towel around it is so to protect it from the mice and other things, then it is alright. So from here to Mashma, it will be mutter even if you do an act of atmona, but your kavanah is for something else. Even though the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is not actually just put a kli on it. Sif Gimel. Examples of things that add heat. Service of Zaytim or Yishel Shumishimin. When somebody crushes olives or sesame seeds, so there's some leftover parts that are not used, but it's formed some type of chemical reaction over there which causes it to have heat come out of it. The zevel, the melas, the sid, the chol, the lach, the nivashim, compost, salt, lime, sand, whether they're cold or hot, tevin, the zagim, the muchim, asovim, and hay, the pits and peels of crushed grapes, some type of fibers, some type of grasses, bishmanshe, shloshtum lachim. Those things are moist, then they also give out heat. There's from Shemus even heaven, fruits, papers, kafayoina, garments, fruit, feathers, shanoites, noishos, pishtim, toshal haroshim, also some part of fibers from the flax, and sawdust. Ramah says, Yeshayim, look what happened, this slowing out of Bishop in heaven, the middle of the tree, goes to a bone. Certain type of stones, even though they do add heat, but since it's unusual to use stones for a pot, it's a dove, the Lashriach. And lo goes your bottom. Come upon it, lo shriyah does not negate the mice, and nobody's from that moment stones. Hashal says that warm ash is permitted. Of course, it's, even if it's a little warm now, but it's in the process of cooling off. Of course, these things are not so common. If you have a suffix about something, ask for shayah.